Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So the Vatican recently announced that it would make it easier for Anglicans or Episcopalians to join the Catholic Church. The Pope's decision was aimed at those who are uncomfortable with the Church of England's openness toward openly gay bishops and female priests. The Vatican would allow Anglicans who convert to preserve some of their traditions, including allowing married Episcopalian priests into the Catholic fold. But why does the Catholic Church want proselytize Anglicans so badly and convert them, or if convert is the right word? And what does this signal about where the Pope is taking the Catholic Church? Joining me now is David Gibson, who covers religion for PoliticsDaily.com. He's also a biographer of Pope Benedict. David Gibson, thanks for coming on. Welcome to WNYC.
Great to be here, Brian. Thanks.
And just to get our terms straight at the beginning, is it proper to use Anglican and Episcopalian interchangeably? Is this aimed at people both in England who consider themselves members of the Anglican Church and maybe people in New York who belong to St. John the Divine as under the same umbrella or not?
It is, in fact, although I suspect there would be very few converts swimming the Tiber, as we say, from St. John the Divine to Rome. But the it is, and it's important to clarify those terms just because people don't realize often that the Episcopal Church in the United States is really the American branch of the Anglican Communion. Of course, they changed their name from the Anglican Church in America to the Episcopal Church back in the Revolutionary times when it was a smart move.
And maybe the most interesting part of this is that he would allow married Anglican priests to practice as Catholic priests while he's trying to uphold the sex or gender standards in these other respects.
Yeah, in fact, that's a big issue that needs to be worked out. And apparently, when this was first announced, and the actual details, the canon laws that are going to govern this thing, haven't been released. It won't be released for another few days yet. But it was clear that they were going to allow Anglican priests to come in, or Anglicans to come in, and keep their, essentially their rites and their traditions in terms of celebrating the liturgy and the Book of Common Prayer and all those things that sort of separated Anglicans and Catholics since the time of Henry VIII. But it was also clear that Anglican priests could come in and, be converted and become a Catholic priest and keep their wives. But what has emerged actually is apparently because that story has gotten out so much, the Pope has gotten a bit wary of what people are reading into it, saying that, this apparent contradiction that we can have Anglican married priests in the Catholic Church is going to undermine celibacy. So what they've done is they've announced that it's basically going to be these Anglican priests who might convert and keep their wives and families with them are going to be grandfathered in, and future Anglicans who come in who want to be priests cannot be married. They would have to be celibate. I think that's going to discourage. I don't think there's going to be a wave, quite the wave of conversion, mm-hmm. perhaps that Rome had hoped.
Is this just fishing where the fish are? On the part of the Vatican, that if there are some percentage of Episcopalians who think their church is becoming too liberal, the Catholic Church might as well try to get them?
Yeah, well, to a degree, they're just saying, look, these people, they want to be Catholic, and they're good, Orthodox in terms of what they believe as far as the Vatican goes on gay ordination and the ordination of women. So we'll create this kind of special church within a church for them. There may be a degree of that, fishing in the Anglican lake, but I think if that's the case, they'll be disappointed already, these conservative Anglicans from Africa and other parts of the country, and even in the United States and in England itself, have said, look, we're on the same side with the Vatican when it comes to gay ordination and women's ordination, but as one of them said, there was a Reformation, And, there's a lot of things that separate, even though they're very traditional, these Anglicans, more Catholic than the Pope in some respects, they don't accept, for example, papal infallibility. They don't accept a lot of the dogmas on the Virgin Mary. The Anglican Communion in 1930 allowed for contraception, for birth control. that means these married priests, for example, if they come into the church, would suddenly have to be accepting and promoting the Catholic teaching against. I don't really see that happening.
You suggest that the Pope did the Archbishop of Canterbury, the head of the Anglican Church, a favor by making this deal. Explain that.
Well, in the sense that the Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, is a great intellect and a great spiritual writer, and he's in an impossible situation in the sense that the Archbishop of Canterbury, who is the head of the Anglican Communion, the worldwide Anglican Communion, which counts 77 million adherents and more than 30 kind of national churches. Again, the Episcopal Church would be the American version. He is not the Pope of the Church. He doesn't have the papal kind of authority, and you've got these tremendous internal frictions in the Anglican Communion about things like gay ordination, about the ordination of women, all these kind of things that mm-hmm. are tearing the Anglican
right.
Communion apart. Hey, if Rome removes this thorn from his side, he's even confided, it would make his job a lot easier, mm-hmm. and it's been a very tough job.
So in a way, why not, from both churches' perspectives, let each church or each community be who they are, and maybe they should belong to different churches.
Exactly, and it seems, you know, that could shake out. But again, will they go? That's, they may feel they're more Anglican. You know, it's to a degree, there's, you know, with all the religious switching that's going on, if these folks say, look, we're Anglican, we're going to stay and fight, there's a certain, virtue to that as well.
Barbara in Brewster, you're on WNYC. Hi, Barbara.
Hello, and good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Just a couple of comments. I guess one is that the church, as far as I understand, has always welcomed Episcopalian Anglican priests that want to convert to Catholicism and who are married to come in, remain married. They have a certain rules and situations that address that situation, but they've certainly done that for a long time. And
so what's really new here?
Well, I think what's really new is possibly the liturgy, the Anglican liturgy that's being brought in almost, may I say, even like another rite, like an Eastern rite or Latin rite. This might be like an Anglican rite that may be introduced, but I'm sure they're going to want this is a conversion. This would be a recognition of becoming Catholic with keeping the things that are similar in our rites.
Thank you, Barbara. David, on that very briefly?
Yes, it is. In fact, she's right. Since 1981, certain Anglican, on a case-by-case basis, married Anglican priests who convert to the Catholic Church can be reordained and keep their wives. There are about 70 or 80 of those, they think, in the United States so far. What's different about this is that, as she said, there will be this entire new rite. It'll be almost like a parallel kind of mass that will be looked very Anglican. Entire parishes and entire Anglican or Episcopal dioceses could come over to Rome. That's really what's different about this, and it's really unprecedented, I think, in the history of the Western Church and since the Reformation.
I read an op-ed piece the other day that was speculating, and it was pure speculation, not based on any particular evidence, but was speculating that the Church, the Catholic Church, maybe even more than trying to poach Episcopalians, may actually have Islam in its sights in the European context, that in largely secular Europe, with fewer and fewer practicing observant Christians, Islam is the growing religious force, and that the Vatican doesn't want to see Europe become either secular or Islam or Muslim, so it's trying to consolidate believing Christians to set up a bulwark against growing Islam in Europe. What do you think of that theory?
Yeah, that kind of ecumenism of the trenches. We're in a war and we all need to bind together. That was, I think, the upshot of a Ross Douthat column in the Times. And I would disagree with that. I think, for one thing, Benedict really doesn't, he's not that politically astute, nor does he care to be. This is really about, I think about promoting Christian orthodoxy, and I don't think he would see it in those geopolitical terms. And And I think that's just a little bit too much of a stretch. Certainly, the church sees certain forms of Islam, very militant Islam, as a real challenge. And in places like Nigeria and other places, it's almost a civil right. religious war. But again, I think it's almost important to see this as much an internal Catholic matter, telling mm-hmm. Catholics who have been promoting married priests or promoting women's ordination.
Right, that he's
that
digging in.
We'll
David Gibson, we have to leave it there. He covers yep. religion for politicsdaily.com. David, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.